Why would you want to be a superintendent in the Buffalo School District?
That's where the work is.
What kind of work?
The challenges. Most important time in America, right here.
Cash left City Hall Tuesday quickly, and reporters chased him after he was told not to respond to media. But he did say he was ready for the challenge if selected as Buffalo's next school leader.
Ready to go. It's up to the board now. Let them do their work.
Buffalo School Board President James Sampson is very impressed with Cash's qualifications.
As he said, he's got one last good fight in him, and I think he's attracted to this position. I think he's attracted to New York, and he sees a lot of potential here in Buffalo.
Cash appeared at City Hall for his interview with school board members that lasted for about 2 hours. Cash led the Memphis School District for more than 4 years. But according to our research, since leaving in 2013, he was a finalist for about 5 other superintendent posts. However, neither Sampson nor majority school board member Larry Quinn seemed concerned.
You know, I think it's all about the match. Is it the right person in the right place? And it's looking like this could be it for him and for us.
When you see somebody that takes action, decisive action, you're going to find critics. It's simply not possible to make the changes that he made in Memphis and not have disgruntled people because, let's face it, when we have to redo this district, there's going to be a lot of people crying about their prerogatives taken away.
School board members Carl Palladino and Patty Pierce were no-shows at the meeting. But Palladino tells WBFO News he's pleased with Cash's credentials.
I'm comfortable that Mr. Cash, with certain assurances from him as to how he's going to approach the many issues that we have in the district.
The state education commissioner is recommending the city to hire Cash. Sampson says they want Cash to appear at a public meeting next week. The district is planning for one on August 13th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.